Hey there, podcast listeners. My name is Deborah, and welcome to my podcast where we talk about all things random. Today, we're taking a deep dive into the world of WordPress stories, and I'm so excited to share some of my favorites with you. So grab a cup of coffee, tea, cocoa, cozy up, and get ready to explore the wonderful world of WordPress. Let's get started. And just to make a note, just call me Dira. I don't like using the name Deborah. So, our victim for today. Before I forgot to say something. I'm going to be doing 2 chapters a day. I'm not going to be doing a whole book a day. I'm going to be doing 2 chapters a day. So be expecting updates. I don't know if I'll be able to do it by the time I resume school, but if I have chance or time, I definitely will. So be expecting me at any time. The title is The Phone Switch. Some people I asked, okay, so for today we'll be talking about the story I found on WhatsApp. Some of my friends, and they told me they don't really have the WordPad app in their phone. I don't know if there's a way of solving the case, because I tried finding the story on other websites, but I couldn't. Really sorry. So now I'm going to be mentioning some of the main character name in the story. So we have Lee Somi. In the story, he's called Somi. We have Kim John Day. We have Park Chanol. In the story, he's called Chanol. We have Nam Yiso. In the story, she's called Yiso. We have Boon Bangkun. And we have other minor characters. Those are the other EXO members' characters. I don't really know the EXO members, but I found out that they are like all these K-pop bands. So I'm going to upload a picture. If you know them or if you know about their band, please tell me, because I do not know them and I don't know about their band. Let's begin. Throughout my life, everyone that I know hated me. Hate, for the lack of better words, can be compared to anger and betrayal. Hate is the word that people use lightly. Oh, I hate it when I hate that. But hate is indescribable. It's what turns the sweetest people to the angriest. Hate is what makes the hero turn into the villain. It's the feeling that makes you wonder, would I feel anything if I were to kill this person? Would I feel sadness, anger? Would it feel like a trouble has been lifted off my shoulder? Hate is powerful, but what people try not to say is, even though your hate is huge and you know the answer to the question above, hate can motivate us. People tell you, never hate someone. To hate someone means that they have power over you. But it can help us to be a better person. It can be good or bad, but it's your decision. I'm Lee Somi, 16-year-old, live with my parents. I have an older brother that I hate a lot. Enough of this crap introduction of myself. Long story short, people hate me. Hurry up, Somi. I want my ice cream now. Somi yelled toward me. You, Somi, my friend, the only friend I have. Everyone in my life hates me, so I push them away in the best way I can. So Somi knows the real me, but no one else knows it. Not even my own parents. They all think I'm a spoiled brat who treats people badly. Yes, they are not wrong. I am that. We are in the park walking my dog. My dog, Cinnamon, she reacts to a bag blowing in the wind the same way she does for squirrels. Though she pulls when we walk, but stops if the leash is dropped to the ground. Can you wait? I'm trying to get the ice cream. I yelled back at her. I know how the ice cream and continue walking the dog. At the point, we sat on a brown wooden bench to take a rest. I looked at the sky and wondered, what will my life be? Let's go, I shouted at her again. She nodded with no words escaping her mouth. She knows I didn't mean to shout at her. I pulled her forcefully and we continued walking cinnamon again. I'm happy again. I'm hungry again. Something said as her tummy rumbled. Stop it already. Stop whining. You piss me off. Never mind. I get your hot dog. Happy? I said harshly to her because I was annoyed that she was whining a lot. And I offhandedly as I rampaged through my purse to search for the money. But as I was rampaging through my purse, I didn't see my phone. That was usually in the place I always put it. It must be here somewhere. I continued to search for it. Damn, where is it? I said with frustration. So mean, I'm hungry, she said, while trying to get my attention. Yes, I know, and I said I get the hot dog. I lost my phone now. I was so mad. Maybe it's on the bench earlier, she replied, while eating a hot dog. Maybe, whatever. I went to the bench, but I stopped when I saw people I never wanted to see again. That's Yisun Chanol, Chued. Why are they here? I questioned myself without hesitation. I walked to them, leaving Songbin alone with my dog. As I was walking down the pathway of the park, she saw me and walked towards me. "Hey, watch where you're going," I said to her. "You too," she replied. "Who you soon?" "Hey there," I said with a smirk. "Why is she with him? Why channel? Why does she always have to be someone I know? To make it work, he's my ex-boyfriend." "Hey, it's a long time no see," she said happily. I wasn't actually, I hate her so much. I just walked away from them and walked to the bench to find my phone. "Where is it?" I searched high and low for it. Then I stumbled upon the phone. "This must be mine. It has the same model." I picked it up and put it in my pocket. I got up, walked to my best friend who was holding onto my door. She smiled and said, "Thank you so much." "For what?" I did nothing. I replied, as I was confused. "Nothing." We walked back home together. "Wait, did you find it?" she asked me. "Yeah, I did," I replied. I was in front of my house. I took a deep breath, unlocked the door, and I saw my mom and dad fighting again. What else is new? I saw my brother playing video games. "I'm home," I yelled, and no one noticed me. I came to my brother, closed the laptop, and stick my tongue at him. He was angry and was about to hit me. I caught his hand and said, "Nice to see you again, brother," he replied with, "I really hate you, you know that," and I replied, "I know," and I went upstairs to be away from him. I went to my room. I was laying on my bed. I lay down and be enveloped by the warmth of silence, whether I wanted it or not, rest permanently or not. I did not know. I never would do silence would be considered warm. But there I was laying on the bed, prepared to be swept away by the hope that sleep would be filled by light. I was thinking of what happened. "I've met you, so wow, it had been a really long time since I saw her. Last time I checked, me and her did something to her." "Yeah, I did. Why is she with him, Chana?" I thought to myself. I looked at the time and opened the cover and cover my body to go to sleep. As I was about to sleep, I heard a ring from my phone. Nettie picked it up from beside the table. "Whoever you are, make it quick," I said angrily. "Hello," I froze from a sudden voice. The person had a deep voice. That was the guy's voice. "Who are you?" I replied to him. "I'm still curious. I never had his number. Maybe he dialed the wrong number." "I'm supposed to say that," he said. "I'm the owner of the phone you are holding," Nettie replied. "What? You have my phone?" I said loudly. I got the phone and I looked at the screen and I saw it was a different one. "This is really not my phone." Now for chapter 2 of The Phone Switch. We paused for a second. There wasn't a sound from any of us. Then he said, "You have my phone." Then I said to him, "No, it's the other way around," I said, teasing him. "Ah, very funny," he said, sarcastically to me. "Yeah, yeah. Why is your wolf back playing flowers? Wow, you're such a loser. It is game. To complete that game. Your phone, I don't know why you don't have any pictures of yourself. Why only a dog? I think that's the same. I knew that you're lonely. Who's the loser now? You only have a dog in your life," he replied with a rose back to me. As he was saying that, I scrolled through his phone trying to know who he is. His voice sounded familiar for some reason. I checked his Twitter, Instagram, and any social media if he has any account or social media. If he didn't have a single social media account, is he living under a rock or something? As I was scrolling through his phone, I found some pictures of him. I got to admit, he's really handsome and good looking. Wait, no, it's him. Why does he have to be him? So you're Kim Jong Dae or Chin for short. "So this is you," I said sarcastically. "Yes, handsome, right? Beautiful," he said confidently. I could sense he was smirking on the other side of the phone. "Wait, what did you call me? Beautiful?" "That was one thing I don't like being called for short," I said curiously at him. "Well, I like to call you that. Just kidding, because I don't actually know your name," he replied while explaining. "Don't ever call me that again," I said angrily. "Why beautiful? I'm stating the fact," he replied flaming at me. "Wait, how do you know my name? You've never met me. I don't ever take selfies. I don't even save them in my... How do you know how my face look like? You never met me. I don't even take selfies. I don't even save them in my phone. How do you know I'm beautiful?" I said to him. "Well, it's because of your voice. Your beautiful voice," he said to me. It made me turn bright, rosy red on my face. "That's the first time someone ever said that about me. How did you get my phone?" I asked him out of breath. "Well, I lost mine in the park. I bumped into someone, and then when I was on my way to go and meet a friend and his friend, and I dropped it. I saw a phone on the brown bench, so I took it because it had the same model as mine. and that I was in a hurry. So yeah, he explained it to me. Oh, so you took my phone on the bench. I was sitting there with my friend before. I said harshly. Yeah, well, correction, accidentally switched phones with you, beautiful. He said with a smirk. Yeah, pretty much, whatever. Hey, wait, I told you stop calling me that word. I hate that word. I said, as I was boiling hot with anger. What word? I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, I know now. Beautiful. That's the word. No? Beautiful, I'll use that word whenever I feel like it. When I feel like it. Understand, beautiful? As he kept teasing me. Every time he opened his mouth, I got angry. I must be so annoying. He kept on speaking. The more he speaks, the more gibberish the sentence he says. I don't understand anymore. I was so focused on the anger that was in me right now. Anger boiled deep in my system as hot lava. I crunched within my heart for destruction. And I know it's too much for me to handle. The pressure of the raging sea of anger would force me to say something I didn't mean or to express thoughts I had suppressed for weeks. I know I have to get out of everyone's way because before I erupt in my furious state, I know that feeling this will pass. But why it hasn't, I'm well aware of how I could hurt people, so I should take a deep breath and calm down. Finish, Jandy. Yeah, I know your real name. And you want to know why I know your real name? It's because, never mind, it's almost 3 a.m. I need to go to sleep, I said, and I off the phone on him. Wait, you know my real name? People call me Chin, not John. Wait. Before I could hang up. Wait, you know my real name? My people call me Chen, not Jende. Wait, how do you know my name? He asked me. He wanted to know how I knew it. I continued and said, well, Jende, I don't want to answer that. I said and hanged up on him. Hey, wait, that was the last word I heard from before. I put the phone on the bedside. Stupid, so me. You should have said when your dad switched your phone back. Fast when my eyes face palmed myself out of disappointment. Why did I say that? Look on the bright side, at least I got to meet him again. Kim Jong-de and I smiled at the thought of that. I reverently rubbed my face my fingers on the sleek mattress. I pressed my cheeks to the velvet pillow. The comforter was thick and irresistibly soft. Felt like a blowing cloud. I toppled into the warmth and darkness enveloped me. As soon as I succumbed to the call of sleep. Please like this podcast, please leave a like and comment. I'm still going to post some pictures if I can of the people that I was talking about before. And don't worry if you have anything to say about me, because this is actually my first time doing a podcast. So if you have anything to say, I know my voice might not sound really perfect in the beginning, but if you have something to say, as I said before, please just tell me. If you have any advice on what I should improve or what I should add, please tell me. I'm open to new advices every single day. I'm Deborah, but you can call me Dira. And this is all from Derby's Discoveries. Hope that's the name.